This episode of AetherStream is brought to you by Aetherflow Media. We would not be able to create content like this without the support of our amazing patrons.
Hello, everyone. We're back and we're taking a brief break from the new MSQ to discuss something that is a big part of Final Fantasy XIV. Just take a little break. We're going to be talking about dungeons and some of the stuff that happens in dungeons. Everybody knows what a dungeon is. If you've played Final Fantasy XIV for a long time, well, even for a short time, really, you get thrust into your first dungeon at, what is it, level 15? That's Astasha? Yeah, 15 is Astasha. So you get thrown in pretty early, gives you a chance to test out your role with a group of people. So you go in 2 DPS, a healer and a tank, and you clear out the mobs, clear the dungeon, fight the boss at the end. Woo, everything's good. You get the loot. Sometimes, but not always.
Sometimes all you get is a lot of salt.
A lot of it. Mostly from the healer. No, I'm joking. Like, sometimes it can be from the tank too. It can be from everyone.
Yep. So sit back, guys. Load up those trucks of salt. This is going to be a very salty episode. I have to.
Yeah, no, I was full
of salt.
Like, as long as we can avoid the mentor roulette, this isn't going to be as salty as most people would think. Like, the mentor roulette is where all the salt will lie.
I did that once, and then I never went back. And I was like, you know what? Not going back is, like, it is so healthy for me to not go back. I don't need that burden on me. Like, I don't need that in my life. Like, I don't know her. I don't know the mentor roulette. Like, I'm just going to leave that over in the corner where it deserves to be, along with the novice network.
I've never experienced that. Like, I've never had mentor status because I've still yet to ever level a tank.
Just to, like, put a small picture in everybody's idea, the way Square Enix should have done it was, actually, you've completed it. Yes. So we're going to put it in your roulette for mentor. Not, oh, you have it unlocked? Cool. You're going to play it. You have no idea what it is, but you're going to play it. Enjoy. That's how they should have done it, is just, you've cleared it. Cool. Now you can teach people.
Yeah, just pick a dungeon, like, teach people to go through it. I mean, I know when I was first starting out, the one dungeon I really would have liked some help with, and I know this is just going to be true for a lot of people, Cutter's Cry.
That last boss.
Like, for real,
oh,
please.
The
last boss. Like, the rest of the dungeon is fairly self-explanatory, and that's fine and everything. But the last boss. How many people die to that? That Chimera, like, every single time. Like, how I wanted to swear so bad. That's how much I hate that boss. But, you know,
Okay, like, at first, like, I didn't remember, like, what boss was at the end of Cutter's Cry? But then as soon as you mentioned the Chimera, yeah.
They need to, like, put a slight hint in there, other than, oh, the eyes are glowing blue, because not many people read the text. They're too busy. Tunnel vision, got dual DPS, gotta go fast.
It's like Netflix.
Yeah, that too. There's people that watch Netflix and do dungeons. But no, if they, like, put, like, a slight indicator in there, like, say, if it's the lion's head, it's gonna glow blue. The eyes are glowing blue. Like, if they put, like, a blue aura around the head, then maybe people will notice. If the dragon's eyes turn purple, you know, like, oh, well, I gotta hug the dragon.
I gotta be honest, I am one of those people. I'm probably, like, the worst person to have in a dungeon because, like, there could be a ground AoE, like, right beneath me, and I will tunnel vision so hard. I'm like, oh, what's that glowing stuff on the... Oh, it.
But my DPS rotation, though.
Oh, no.
Especially when I was Dragoon, because it was like, put blood of the dragon.
Yeah, it's among my stacks, to be honest. Like, yeah. Not gonna lie, my stacks. But, like, an indicator as to what you are supposed to do with that boss, like, would be really nice. Like, its eyes are glowing blue. You need to run away now. Like, or flee, or draw near to the insert name of boss here. Like, because not everybody knows that. And, like, sometimes you occasionally have a mentor that will tell you, and then occasionally you will get a mentor who just won't tell you and will just watch the carnage unfold.
there's just too many of that.
Lol, y'all noobs.
Lol, noob.
Dang it, I can't say it.
Use your words.
You know, I'm going to edit it out anyway, so lol, you suck sores, noob.
I don't have any suck sores. I don't have any problem with that. It's just like, oh, like, learn to play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, the first time I saw that, I got LTP, and I'm like, I actually had to ask a friend, what does LTP mean?
It's just like, we're in our 30s. What does LTP mean? Yeah. I'm not down and hip with the young kids. What does this, like, weird scrawl mean?
I think actually something that would be really great, and maybe this is a little bit too much hand-holding, but it'd be great if you still had the Sprout and that was like truly your first character in Final Fantasy 14. If for the first couple of dungeons, instead of just outright ground AoEs, like you were saying, go this way, go that way. If we could like briefly have like glowing arrows for only the Sprouts to like show them, this is how dungeons in Final Fantasy work.
Okay. Go this way.
Hello, black mages. This is how you dodge an AoE. No shade to the black mages. I love you.
Okay, no, I'm going to say something. As a black mage, the way that you dodge an AoE is you don't freaking cast. You just stop doing DPS.
You use your little leggies and you walk.
Well, I mean, like, because the thing is, like, I've just started leveling a black mage myself. And let me tell you, I will be halfway through one of those long freaking casts. And all of a sudden, ground AoE right beneath my feet. And I have to make the decision. Do I eat it? Do I eat the AoE and go ahead and finish my cast? Or do I stop my cast and actually move and hope that I can get the next one off? I have actually chosen to eat a lot of damage just because I'm like, I'm in the middle of flare. I'm getting the flare off.
Yeah, I see a lot of black mages like that. Oh, speaking of which, how about the first dungeon of Shadowbringers? I watched a black mage because he's doing the trample stomp and tail swipes. Black mage just sat there, foom, 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 bleh. It's like, really?
Can't do DPS if you're dead, guys.
It's like, I know you put your ley lines down, but like after that tail swipe, you could have easily went back to that. No, just...
In fact, there's a skill for that.
Yeah, there's a skill for it.
You got a button for that now. You have no excuse. You got a button.
But nope, he's just boom, boom, bleh.
Yeah, no, it's like I really started to understand some of the trials and tribulations that certain classes go through in dungeons, whether it be my stats, my ley lines, or I actually like through Stormblood, I'm sorry, through Shadowbreakers, I played a healer all the way through the first run of my first run of the MSQ. And
it's in the chat.
My salt with that is like literally I actually could start to understand where Edo was coming from, where the tank was running out of my healing range. I'm like, you know what, screw it, you go ahead and die. I am not gonna sever your head and carry it around. I don't even like you that much, so you know,
we ain't gonna get married. I'm not even attached to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the way I see it is like when people vote abandon or vote kick a person out, I just see it as like either the tank or the healer is like severed off their heads and is just wearing it on the side of their hip. It's like, yeah, this person, they weren't here, so I just wanted to show them what was left of the dungeon, you know, just kind of enlighten them on what they could have missed out on.
Or you vote kick them and it's like got a little cutscene of your teammates like burying your body and just being like, we shall never ever speak of this. And then you get a new party member. It's just like, oh, hey, what's up?
Nothing happened. It's all cool.
We had a lever.
Just play either Dark Souls, You Are Dead, or Grand Theft Auto's Wasted. The screen turns wasted. Gray and the lettering's all red. And just like, oh, well, uh-oh.
So speaking of trials and tribulations, do you guys remember your first ever dungeon run?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Like in any game or specifically in Final Fantasy 14?
Final Fantasy 14. Like beat your first run of Sestasha, or if somebody boosted you through that, not shame on you, like I did it. Like if somebody boosted you through that dungeon, like just let me hear them stories. Let's hear that tea.
Being the very first Legacy dungeon that I got to do way back in 1.0, yeah, things were a lot more different. So I'm going to go stick with the nowadays A Realm Reborn dungeon, which is Shatasta or Spaghetti or whatever you want to call it. Right. Kupos.
Kupo nuts for Anki. I actually call it Shasta. Like I think about the soda, but anyways, go ahead.
Wanna Shasta?
Yep.
Wanna Shasta. So my first time going in there, I was Lancer, and I wanted to go with my friends because it's like, hey, I'm new to this game. You guys are new to this game. We should buddy up. And it's like, okay, we'll do it after you get off work. And it's like, yes, I can do it with my friends. I get back from work, they're level 30. They're on their actual jobs. It's like, but we were going to do this together. And like, nope, we did it. We're not going to do it again. That was nasty. We're not going to do it with you. And it's like, well, okay, queued up. And mind you, normally I'm a confident person in myself, but for some reason, that first dungeon, I just couldn't be confident. I didn't know what I was doing. And of course, this was way before we had the people are like, he doesn't know the dungeon. Kick him. Now, this is back when people were still new and everybody's like, oh, yeah, we could do this. You got this. We got this. Yeah, we're going to go get some stars with rainbows behind it. We died on the first boss.
So back when like positivity and hope still existed. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Is that the coil? Like, that's the first boss. You push the switch and then the cat shows up and it does all like the paralysis stuff.
Yep. We die to that because person's like, oh, there's no circle AoE, because this is back before they had the circle AoE on that one. So it will like sit there and charge and we're like, yeah, doing damage. And then I can't move, guys.
I don't remember signing up for electroshock therapy, though.
Guys, my body, I can't move. So we finally cleared that. We moved on. Second boss is way easy because all you have to do is just smack him, hold him by the shirt, just go. Come on, give us the stuff. Give us the stuff, Captain. And then he goes running after like 20%. Then we meet him in the next part of the dungeon, which between that one and the other one, you basically kind of go through this maze. And the people are like, do we do a full clear or do we not? And it's like, well, I'm on a roulette, so no. And I didn't get my roulette or full dungeon clear on that until about 2.5, which there's a lot of caverns in that little section alone, because you go into the main one, you have to unlock the door with the key that you get from the first set of mobs, or second set of mobs, sorry. Then you get the key from the big guy, you move in, and then you're at the boss again. Well, this time, instead of it being him and his two goons, it's him, his two goons, and a pack of wild dogs that are trapped behind a cage. Yeah, that wasn't fun, because right when it whistled, White Mage is like, oh, God, they're all coming. Kyurga! Even though it's not Kyurga, it's like the... it's Cure 2.
Oh.
Yep, yeah, Cure 2. And they're like, no! And then the body of the White Mage just collapses, and then the dogs just look at everybody. And you could see in their mind, they're like, "Any, mini, money, mo, catch a tiger by the toe."
Which one of you guys has aggro?
Yeah, pretty much. So everybody in there died of that. And they're like, okay, how can we do this? Oh, I know. I'll just pull the mob over. We'll fight. And then boom, we got past that. Got into the, which I find weird. If you stay close to the left wall, you can easily get to the final boss. And the final boss is it a Mind Flayer? No, it's not Mind Flayer. That's the next one.
It's a Sahagin.
It's a bigger Sahagin. Well, we decided to go on the right side and we ended up aggroing the whole area. That was fun.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, the last little bit, we aggroed every single mob. And this is back when Dragoon still doesn't have a AoE at low level.
Oh, my.
So... did the last boss, and of course, you know, you've got the bubbles that start foaming, and you're like, what do we do with it? Just click it. Okay, we'll run over there, you start to click it, you get pushed back, and you're like, why did I get pushed back? And then all of a sudden, there's a mob that's just in there smacking you with their stick, and it's like...
Does anybody remember to do that mechanic now compared to back then?
Nowadays... No, but like back more towards the end of 2.x series, yeah, they remembered. If they were rerunning that dungeon, that you'd see people, especially if they're ranged or healers, they would be waiting just so they can go boop, just like pat the lock, and the lock's like, oh, okay, well, I'm still locked, so the guy can't come through.
Nowadays, just burn the boss.
Yep, and then burn the boss.
Actually go and try to do the mechanic every now and then when I get that one, and people are like, why are you doing the mechanic? Because I like to touch the grates.
Mechanics are for cause.
We'll talk about that later.
First time I did Sestasha, super new to the game, or at least new to 2.0, because some things had changed and I couldn't remember 1.0 all that well. I still didn't like understand that you could actually not target lock any of your enemies, and I also had not fixed my whole camera thing, so I was having like a serious problem running out of the AoEs, because I would keep on rubber banding to whatever we were attacking, and I died I would have to say like every other pull, if not every pull. I was so distraught. I actually almost wanted to quit the game right then and there, because I'm like, I'm never going to get this. I don't know how these people are able to dodge the AoEs. And then finally, like, I got out of the dungeon, asked a friend, like, why is this? What am I doing wrong? Nobody could figure it out until like one person piped up or like, have you adjusted your target lock and your camera settings and stuff like that? And this long pause, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that.
What's that though?
What is that? Yeah, I like literally had to have them walk me through it, how to fix that. Because I think it still did the target lock and certain camera things by default, but they've now since changed it, thank goodness. But yeah, so that was my first experience. The one that I remember though, after I kind of got over that, was Todorak. I have a hard time even saying the name. Because that, I hated getting that dungeon, not so much as because it was so long back in the day, but because it made me feel so completely claustrophobic.
Miles of Todorak.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the tunnels were so small. And I mean, if they were going for that atmosphere, then two thumbs up. They did an awesome job. But yeah, between just the tunnels and then like the acid puddles that you had to run through, like I always just felt like I wanted to take like a long shower after running that dungeon.
1,000 miles of total suck.
You're not wrong.
Does anybody like that dungeon? Does anybody?
I do, because it's linear to a way where if you look at it right, you're kind of listening to a story. Otherwise, no. When you get to the Danny Longlegs, no, that dungeon's just flat out nasty at that point.
I don't like that prison pudding is part of that story told. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, this is like, no, prison pudding, what is that?
That is not right. Yeah. No, I unfortunately asked what prison pudding was too, and apparently that is the thing. Yeah.
I'm not going to Google that. I might Google it off the stream, but I'm not going to Google it now.
Please like,
don't.
Save yourself.
Yeah. Just don't. There's some things that you're just better off not knowing, really. I would say, however, like on the flip side, one of my favorite dungeons from A Realm Reborn is, it's the one with Edda, the hard mode.
Oh, Tamtara.
Deepcraft Hard. Oh, I love that. I actually did it again the other day, just for the first time in a really super long time. And the one, Lavinia, the archer, was constantly kicking my party's butts. And here I am on my level 80 class, and I am getting my butt handed to me by an ARR dungeon.
Yep.
And I just kind of like, you know, as I was kind of, you know, then also did Titan, and then a couple, you know, roulettes later. And I was just thinking like, you know, I have no problem with like the Heavensward stuff, with the Stormblood stuff, Shadowbringers, but you pull an ARR dungeon and things can get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
That boss mechanic with Lavinia is, if I remember, like, it's something that still trips me up occasionally to this day, because it does not come up often in roulettes, if at all.
Nope.
And I think I did it for the first time in a long time, much like you, the other day with some friends on Mateus. And none of us, despite having them played the game since release and me having played for like 3-4 years now, I was just sat there like, what is this mechanic? I can't remember how it works. What do? And eventually we wiped twice. And eventually it was just like, we're just going to go look at the damn wiki.
Yep.
And then when we did, we absolutely kicked ourselves. It's like, we really should have remembered that. Like, it makes sense. Kite the zombies into the arrows. But why did we not do that? Why?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They actually, like, I kind of wish that they would bring back some of those ARR mechanics. As miserable as they were, or they can be, they actually are kind of challenging, and they're unique in a way that they don't do that really as much anymore. Possibly with good reason, but, you know, nowadays, like, a lot of it is you get the ground AoE that looks like a starburst, you get the stack mechanic, you get then the spread mechanic. One of, like, the, like, I guess not necessarily a dungeon, but raids, the second raid in Eden is one of the most unique bosses in terms of mechanics. And it's still, like, I have to usually do that in voice with a friend, because it still confuses me with the whole the delayed spell. It's like, do we stack? Is it time to spread? I don't know. Somebody help.
I haven't done Eden yet, so that bodes really well. Just like in Orbon, when it had all the left and right stuff, I was like, wow, I'm really crap with directions, so could you not? Can we just, Square Enix, can you please just remove, oh, and Omega? Yeah, just let's, just no, I'm not even talking about that. Like, the left-right mechanic thing, like, just, like, tear that out of the game and throw it in the bin.
Oh, you're talking about like the second boss in Orbon, Mustadio?
Oh, he's the first boss. The second boss is, what is her name?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Agrius, yeah.
Agrius, yeah. I don't.
See, it's the first. Mustadio is just like, hey, look at all this left and right stuff. And I'm like, can you not?
Speaking of salt, though, is as much of a hard time as you may have with those two, with Mustadio and Agria, it is nothing compared to Thunder God Cid. You want to talk about salt. That's where people, like, all of the anger comes out right then and there.
That is where team spirit goes to die.
I don't know. I think I have to argue with you guys. Dunscathe. For some reason, everybody still does not remember most of the mechanics of that one.
And that has been popping up a lot lately.
That is true. Can confirm.
I've been getting Dunscathe the last 4 roulettes, and it seems every time we'll either wipe on Diablo or we'll wipe on the lady before Diablo.
Oh, Scathach.
Yep.
See, I actually like, I've been running it and like, we've been having problems with Ferdian where people can't do the portals. And we actually have to like ask, you know, kindly, it's like, hey, if you guys don't understand the portal mechanic, please don't touch them. Thank you.
Yeah, like don't touch the thing. We need to make sure they're all either blue or they're all yellow. Like,
yeah.
They need to be either fire or water, not both. Like, let's stop this.
And the sad thing is even as much of like a PvE train wreck as I am, I was actually doing call outs in text for that fight. You know, okay, turn it to water, turn it to fire. And I'm like,
don't stand in front of him because his cleave is spicy.
Pretty much. It's like, and this is like what we've come to is the fact that I'm doing call outs and I never thought that would happen.
Yep.
I do agree with like the wipes on Diabolos thing. I see that a lot. There's no wipes on Ultima before that, obviously, because Ultima's pretty easy and self-explanatory. Yeah. Like Ferdiad, I don't see wipes on Death Gaze. Isn't that his name? The first boss? The very first boss, I think, is like Death Gaze.
Oh my God.
I see some wipes on him, mainly because people don't understand what like a windy mechanic is. It's just like you need to have your back against the wall to avoid being thrown off.
Yep.
Or you need to have your back against the icicle that spawns to avoid being thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to not stand in the big red pool of death.
The best thing that I saw the other day, one time when we pulled in Scathe, is it's really true. You can tell who your new people are into the dungeon, who the people are new to the game, because they are the ones who always get tossed off the deck first. And then
you have time to wave to them before they like get thrown off.
Pretty much. And like that happened the other day, and somebody who was actually like really being nice and friendly are like, welcome new people. I see that this is your first time in Dunscape. I shall be your raid guide. It was amazing.
Welcome to the Screaming Metal Death Trap. That is your life. Enjoy. Yep.
And then it was just like, that's kind of actually like really enjoyable though, is that at the same time where you have all these new people, which honestly, yes, can make some of these dungeons or raids really challenging. You also get things like, there's people commenting like, whoa, this is a major Alice in Wonderland themed raid, isn't it? And just like kind of admiring the graphics. And it's one of those things that I did it so many times when it was current content. I don't even see the graphics anymore. So to have those new people there commenting on that and just being impressed by like the fight mechanics, it kind of takes me back and I'm like, you know, this is actually a really good raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually did a really good job on the mock raids.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of like being thrown off of platforms and maybe going into a raid for the first time and not really knowing what you're doing, or a dungeon for that matter, or even a trial. Hey, Titan, what's the dumbest mistake you guys have ever made in a dungeon? Come on, like, I can tell you my dumbest mistake, like the dumbest thing I did and still occasionally do to this day is I follow the captain in Sestasha thinking he's the tank.
No, I've...
Like, I can't help myself. I go on autopilot. I'm like, the tank always goes ahead. That's got to be the tank. Like, me with my little, like, white mage cane, I'm just like, I'm coming. Wait, that's not my tank. I just pulled everything. Abort. Get me away from this.
Return to center. Yeah, I've actually made that mistake quite a few times myself. Because it's like, oh yeah, we're going to go pulverize this guy. And oh, wait a second. Why is my tank behind me?
Oh my
tank,
goodness.
Why you know in front? This isn't my... You're not my real dad. You're not my real tank.
You're not my real tank.
No. One of the dumbest things that I've done recently is... With the new X-Pack, I hadn't really looked at the gear, some of the new classes, like the side classes that I had been leveling for quite a while. And I was trying to heal on Astro, and I just forgot that like I had not upgraded their gear yet. And
Rip. Yeah,
so I am running through a dungeon with my friend who is tanking, and I just, for the life of me, could not keep him alive. He was dying. And we were having to do, like, before when I was leveling White Mage with him and tanking, I was just able to, like, be bam, you are healed and you are healed to full. Like, we were just able to run through and do the mass pulls. But then with Astro, we were having to do, like, the super tiny baby pulls. And even I was, like, struggling even through that. And he's just like, you know, what's wrong? What's going on? And I'm like, you know, I heard that Astro was really bad. Bad, but I just had no idea. I guess like he was to the point where he was about to like actually write a strongly worded letter on the forums being like, My friend.
USC, why Astro so bad?
Yeah, my friend is trying to heal with Astro, and you know, she can barely heal even small pulls in a dungeon. You need to fix this right away. This is wrong. And just like, you know, all of this anger and fury. But luckily before that, I actually happened to look at my weapon one day, and I was running like level 75 content with a weapon that was like level 61. So yeah. Mystery solved.
Why you do this?
Yeah, so that was probably the dumbest mistake I've made in a dungeon. So if you go to play a new class, before you go into a dungeon, just quickly look at your equipment and just see if it's, you know, moderately current, especially if you're a tank or healer. If you're a DPS, not as important, but if you're healing or tanking, definitely take a look at that equipment first.
Yeah, within 5 levels is good.
Yeah, no, I was like over 15. It was horrible.
What is one of the nastiest things I've done?
You play a dragoon. So back then, like back when you were a babby, there's got to be something that you've done. There's got to be some backflip related thing or floor tanking thing that you have done. Like there has to be.
Actually, no. Out of all the dragoons, I was actually pretty decent at not dying. More because I kept being called lol dragoon.
Lol Dirk.
Lol. No, actually, I think the most embarrassing thing that I've done is when I decided that I would like to level warrior. It was fun. It was a different job. I didn't use Aang's Dance.
Why you know do? That's important. Well, I mean, it's not anymore, really. Well, it is kind of like still, but it's like back in the age of stance dancing, like I did that with Dark Knight. Occasionally it's just like, oh, hey, look at that grid I don't have on.
So what it was I was still a marauder and I was working my way towards doing the story quest. Well, I decided that I would queue up for Brave Fox Long. Well, yeah, I got halfway through the dungeon, lost hate a couple times. They're like, wait, why is there a marauder in this dungeon? And then after that, I have since become a warrior and I have my defiance, but I was vote kicked off the island.
Did you not, had you not gone and done your, you'd not gone and done your
No, I quest. Was in the process of doing it. I was just about to go into my instance for my Marauder quest. And then all of a sudden, boom, queue popped. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, dungeon roulette, clicked yes. Oh, hey, it's this one dungeon that I'm working on, but... You know, at the time, I didn't need to do it because, you know, I'm only a level 32 marauder.
I'm level 32. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine as long as, like, I keep my overpower. You know, people will take hate off of me. Black mage.
Black mage immediately proceeds to be a black mage.
Yeah, black mage. Fire. 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 It's attacking me. Get it off of me. Fire. Get it off. Fire. Get it off. Fire. Get it off. It's like, why did you keep casting?
He just sat there like, please. Everybody.
Yeah, healer's just like, heal. Yeah, this marauder's not doing it. Let's kick him.
Oh,
no. I mean, nope. All right, to be fair, no one died, but I was still a marauder.
This is like, you can still turn around to those people and just be like, did you die, though?
I think the reason why, because, you know, Brave Fox, you got a dragon at the end. And, you know, the dragon does some things that...
Puddles.
Puddles. That you don't want your... others to be a part of. So yeah, they decided to vote kick me. That was probably the most embarrassing thing I've done, was go into a dungeon without tank stance and proceed to try to tank it but keep losing hate. So
I guess the only time you get away with that is when you're in Palace of the Dead now.
Yep.
You can get away with going in there as like a baby marauder on like floor 50. It's just like, I'm good for it. Just give me levels.
Or doing just anything below oh god. I forgot the name of the mansion.
Okay.
For some reason, I wanted to call it a Hataki. But Hake Manor, yes. Yep. Anything below that, you're fine. But if you're above that, have your gladiator as a paladin, have your marauder as a warrior.
Go and do your class quests. They're important.
Yes.
Says the person who never does their class quests.
Well,
I got into Shadowbringers and I like left all my class quests until the last possible second when the MSQ told me, hey, by the way, you have to do this or you can't proceed. And I'm like, wow, game, stop telling me how to live my life. I'll do my class quest when I wanna.
Well, see, but then you go and you actually do that class quest and you go back to that point and you're like, oh, you gave me pretty things. Okay, never mind. This is good.
There's a reason. Okay, there's a reason why this isn't done this way. I get it.
Yeah. So what has been your favorite dungeon in the new expansion?
Oof, that's a tough one. They're all pretty.
They're all really pretty.
They are all really pretty, but come on, everybody's got a favorite.
Because we haven't gotten there, I'm just going to say it's the level 73 dungeon one, okay. Mostly because it's colorful. And then the last mechanic on the final boss is just one of those things where, like, wait, you put that into a game? How is that physically possible?
There's some lulls involved in that fight, which is why I do enjoy that dungeon a lot. I think out of the Shadowbringers ones, that's probably my favorite.
I hate healers because, you know, they're like, oh, I'm just going to help you. How dare you?
Mine is the level 75 dungeon. Definitely. I love that one. I love it so much. I love the look of the dungeon. I like the music. The mechanics, I think, are really great. Even though, was it the second boss?
I love the second boss, though.
The second boss. I love him. I love him, but at the same time, it's really frustrating because people don't know how to do the subsonic mechanic.
Yep.
Oh, where things fall on you?
Yeah, or? Where the big pillars show up.
Yeah.
Which is very much like, was it like Famfrit or something like that from one of the Evilise raids? So where you get the control towers. But yeah, it's like...
Oh, Hashmail.
Hashmail, yep. Yeah, where you get the towers and they'll tip over and they'll fall on you. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people die to that.
Yeah, people still stand in Hashmail, so I'm kind of just sat here like, I'm actually not surprised. I'm pretty sure I've stood in it a few times by accident.
Yep. But the thing that I used to really love about that dungeon, I love the gear. They're so pretty. No,
yes, agreed.
I'm still trying to get the lance from that one.
I like ran that particular dungeon multiple times just to get the bow because it looks like an actual bow. It doesn't look like, I don't know, a thing that you use to launch space satellites.
That is true tea, though. That is all tea and no shade. Like, the bows in this game don't exactly look like bows past level, what is it, 50?
Yeah.
They stopped doing it.
Yep. No, like the lance, which just looks like a spike wrapped with chain around the handle, and then I just want it.
Yep.
Is there a base? There's a basic brutality to those weapons that I really, really like the look of. Like, they've done a really good job on that dungeon's like gear set.
Yeah.
Maybe not the headgear so much.
You don't like the rooster thing going on?
Asa looks like a damn parrot. I look like an endangered parrot. Like, just put me on the cover of National Geographic. Like, she deserves to be there. She's endangered and she's unfashionable.
Oh, the ouch.
Shots fired.
That's okay. The rest of the gear is cute, though.
Okay. I got one. But this actually goes for all, I wouldn't say primals, but trials. What's your favorite mechanic-wise trial? Not pretty, just the mechanics. Like, which one did you have the most fun with?
Susano. Yes, love him. I love him.
Yep.
Excuse me while I just boop into this thing and hold up this sword with this giant sword that is like 100 times bigger than me, probably more than that, with whatever the hell I happen to be carrying. Doing that as a healer is hilarious as hell because it makes the tanks panic.
Yep.
And it's amazing. Like, I love all the mechanics in that fight. Also, I love watching when people go stand in the line in the middle because they don't know what it's supposed to do. Like, the big red line in the middle are just like, oh, this is just null. It's just going to do like raid-wide damage. And then it's just like,
nope, that person's dead.
Oh, look, there's a mark where they used to be, but I don't think we'll res that.
Yep. Fun tidbit about that. My raid team, when we were farming dogs, decided that we would get screenshots of everybody holding up that sword with whatever. And I think the funniest one is both the, not the astrologian, because it's just a globe in the palm, but the scholar and summoner, because they're basically holding up against a sword.
Okay, that has got some strong binding on it. Whoever bound that book, kudos to that person. Give them an award.
It was at the time they were using the Heaven Sword relic. Goodness. So, you know.
Nice. Sparkly book. Yeah, I love that book.
My favorite mechanic in any trial is gotta be skydiving with Byakko. Okay. I remember the first that time I've cool, done that. Yeah. And it's a real joy to actually do that with somebody who's never done it before, because as soon as that mechanic starts up, they're like, are we skydiving?
Like, we're skydiving. Ensues.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. And like, everybody does that. So I love that. But I kind of wish that they would make that like a mini game in the Golden Saucer.
Oh, because, that would be so fun.
Yeah. Skydive and like hit targets. It's kind of like the, what's Air Force One, I think, is the one.
Yeah,
Air
yep. Force One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one.
Have it be like that, but skydiving. Come on, let me earn my MGP that way. I'd love it.
The Come next on, Essie, one, we know you could do it.
A close second for me is Air Force One. Not Air Force One. Shoot. It's the, I think, the second to last raid boss in Alexander. You know what I'm talking about? Where you have to.
That's a raid boss. That's not a trial.
Cruise Chaser.
Cruise Chaser, yes. Cruise where chaser, you actually yeah. have to like jump on the back and you do the whole laser thing. That's cool.
And you also watch people stand in the laser field when they don't get on the ship. Yeah. Like, I sound like a really mean person. It's like, I'm watching people stand in things and then get their just desserts.
Mm-hmm. It is a good one. I do love that one.
Okay. So, Telp, what's your favorite?
You guys are going to laugh at me. My favorite is Titan.
Okay, no, I can't even laugh at you. I just want to be salty because I'm just like, you like that?
Yep,
I like it. You like that hellscape?
Because back then, you know, you free the person and, you know, they have to get out of the way. And most of the time they get out of the way. But now that we are powerful enough that when you free the person, they're still trapped in it. Right when Landslide gets knocked. So they end up going flying off. And sometimes if they're being really jerks, I'm like, goodbye and walk away. I mean, I'm happy now that you can actually finish watching the fight instead of like, yeah, I'm down here watching my dead body as everybody's doing stuff. I can't see any action.
And on our next episode, we will have trolling with Titan with Tilp.
Trolling Titan with Tilp.
Trolling Titan yeah. with Tilp.
No, see, like, the reason I used to grind with that is because, yes, Titan original was bad enough, but, like, New Coke Titan, it literally was like, oh, yeah, you thought that was bad. Hold yeah. my beer.
I don't want to know what New Titan is like, because I know he's on steroids. I'm just like, you were on roids before, and you were an anger tantrum baby.
I will, like, yeah, it's a lot of fun once you figure it out, but the first time, you're like... Was this necessary? Was this really necessary?
Somebody just put him in timeout. Like, just put Titan in timeout. Titan's timeout time.
Yep. We'll definitely go over that when we get to the Edenscape stuff, because I know by the time we actually do get to that, we'll actually have the second stuff coming out.
Yeah. And I'll probably have done it by that point, so I can actually make a comment that isn't like a nebulous. I really don't like Landslide in Titan. I really hope this isn't a recurring thing.
In due time. In due time.
Everybody quietly sniggers in the background, like she doesn't know what she's in for, and I'm just like, I hate everything.
Oh, you don't. Oh,
there are people who like are probably laughing their butts off right now, thinking like, oh, she has no idea. Oh, no. That's cute.
But my other favorite is the Shiva fight, because right when she goes to do her ultimate, if you time it just right, you can get some pretty screenshots of you doing some silly things, like, for instance, being frozen in midair with no ice around you. You're just like, nope, not coming down. I know it's down there. I'm not coming down.
See, I'm pretty basic in that regard. I just sit there and I do the mandible and I'm just like, hey,
hey.
I'm gonna bring the class of this fight down by like 10 points.
Your score just went down 5%.
Nice. I'm the warrior of light. Watch me do a funny dance.
Other than that, if we went raid wise, I'm sorry, because of the 1.0, I still feel Nil von Darnis still has my heart. Even if he is now a she, still has my heart. Just the,
The only nail I know is the one in, was it T9? Is it turn 9?
Yep, Nil von Darnis.
Yep.
Yeah, it's turn 9. That's the only nail I know.
With and, the meteorites, that nail. Yeah.
That nail can officially, like, just, he, I'm not really sure what gender it is now. I know it varies depending on what version of the game you play.
If you played 1.0, he was a dude, but because of the corruption and the rebirthing process, don't ask me about it. It's a thing for a Titan, or not Titan, a Bahamut to talk. He is, in fact, a female in that fight.
She can go away. Like, she can go away and she can die, which obviously she does. But like, what is that? Like, why would you do this to me? Like, everything hurts in that fight. Just now, like, Nail can just, I don't even know her. Like, nah.
Yeah. Yep. So
Alrighty, well, I think that just about wraps us up for today. A lot of fun reminiscing about our favorite dungeons and pretty much how we derped all of them.
Everybody has to start somewhere, guys.
Has to start somewhere. And for any new people who are listening to this podcast right now, you now have all of these examples of how things can go horribly wrong, but we all kept on going and we actually, well, kind of improved, relatively speaking.
If I can jump and miss mechanics, I'm okay with it.
Yep. No, I mean, really, like, I have all these examples. The rule of thumb about all of this is just have fun. I mean, there's, you know, hold the salt, just enjoy it. Even if it's like a learning process, just have fun with it and laugh at yourself. And that's kind of the way to get through the game, at least in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, glamour still in game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have to have an episode about that sometime. So,
oh, we need to get our glamour experts for that.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
I don't need people judging me. I don't need people throwing shade.
We need somebody to do Edna mode and be like, no capes.
No capes.
Very few capes in this game anyway, because they're just we don't want to devote like a whole extra skeleton and add physics to this thing. So it can just be attached to your butt. That's fine.
Yep.
By cape. Okay, so before we get too much further off the topic, so let's go ahead and say goodbye to everybody.
All right. Later, guys.
No.
No? Fine. And, I wish you all.
I guess. Bye, I guess.
You have to go home.
Girl, bye.
Okay, yeah, bye. Okay, well, thank you again, everybody, for listening, and we hope that you join us next time. Until then, goodbye. AetherStream is part of Aetherflow Media, a community-based project with a focus on Final Fantasy XIV. Aside from this podcast, we produce web content and our magazine, Aetherflow. And if you like what you see and hear, consider joining our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/aetherflowmedia. All funds go towards providing you with the best possible content that we can create.